Be in contact with your competitors. Meet with them and share ideas. It will pay off. Now, I wrote a novel. I won't tell you what it is because I'm not trying to promote it on the air. But I had it published, and there was another person who wrote a novel about the same university. This novel was written about a university, and she's, in effect, a competitor. And what I did is I shared some pictures she took of this university on my Facebook page, and I'm going to put it on my website. So I am talking with my competitors. Now, that is something that, to me, it makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. Could you go into some details about what is good about keeping in contact with the people who are trying to beat you?
Okay, sure. I'll be glad to talk about that. As a matter of fact, as I mentioned earlier, I've been in business for 26 years. I started my business in one city. I built it up. Then I moved to another city, started it all over again, built it up again. And I've been very, very fortunate in that my business has been very successful. I think one of the things I learned pretty early on is that I needed a lot of support. I needed a lot of interaction. I needed a lot of information and knowledge. And how was I going to get that beyond, of course, what I had learned in college and what I had learned on the job before I launched my business? And I was very curious to understand where my niche was in terms of offering my services to the business community. And one way to do it was to survey my competition and to ask for short meetings with key competitors to get to know each other, to learn about each other's businesses. Most of us have a niche of one sort or another, so we probably might not be in as direct competition as we think we are. In fact, we could have an area of specialty that our competitor doesn't have. And so it's really good to kind of get your mind around that and to understand what the marketplace is like. And the way to do that is to sit down face-to-face and talk to your competitors.
Well, this is what happened to me. When this book was released, I went to Homecoming 2011, and I met the only other person who wrote a novel about this university, and we talked and were in contact, and I'm toying with the idea of actually putting something on my novel's website about her.
Well, you know, I think that's a great idea, and I think we've got to get our minds around the idea that, you know what, there's enough business in the world for all of us. We need to understand what our unique proposition is, what our unique niche is for our market, and the way to do that is to do that type of first-person research. And then another benefit of this that I've found over the years is that as we get very busy in our businesses, and as we come across clients or projects or opportunities that may not be a good fit for us, we have somebody to refer that business to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, you will make a friend for life if you call up one of your competitors one day and say, hey, I've got a possible opportunity for you that isn't a good fit for me. And so I just think it's a great attitude to have. It's worked really well for me over the years, and it takes a lot of the pressure off that we're in these silos trying to operate, trying to be all things to all people without a lot of information. Mm-hmm. This takes all that pressure away.
Okay, I can understand that, and I'm going to do what you recommended. I'm going to have this person who wrote another book, which is a totally different type of book, on my website, and I'm going to have her help to write some of the blogs, maybe promote both at the same time.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Terry, it was nice speaking with you. I've been speaking with Terry Donovan, and the motto of her organization is Telling Your Story to Grow Your Business. It's terrysterling.com, T-E-R-R-I, sterling.com. Any final thoughts, Terry?
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you today, and I really, really appreciate it. I would challenge us all to go out there and reduce our procrastination as much as we can.
Well, I'm working on it right now. Nothing like live radio to stop procrastination for at least an hour.
Absolutely.
Terry, thanks again.